Good morning. This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018, and the time is 8:03 a.m. Members of House Education present are Representative Tallarico, Representative Parrish, Representative Johnston, Representative Kopp, Representative Zulkowski, and myself, Representative Drummond. Representative Sponholz is running a little late. However, we have a quorum to conduct business, so we'll get started. You know the drill about cell phones, and Sandy Edwardson and Madison Truitt are helping us today in the room to make sure we are recorded for posterity. Today, we will continue our work on House Bill 406, School Funding for Consolidated Schools. I would like to adopt the committee substitute we have before us as the working document. Representative Parrish.
I move that we adopt committee substitute 30-LS1544/D of HB 406 as the working document for the Education Committee.
Thank you. I'd like to invite my aide, George Ascott, and Jonathan King, aide to Senator Von Imhoff, to come forward to explain the bill changes and answer any further questions with the bill. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello and good morning, Madam Chair, members of the House Education Committee. For the record, my name is George Ascott, staff to Harriet Drummond, and with me is Jonathan King, staff to Senator Natasha Von Imhoff. I'm here to give a brief explanation of changes between the original version of HB 406 and the CS adopted by the committee. Jonathan King will provide technical expertise as we continue the discussion from last Friday's hearing. If you look at the CS, there are three basic changes that were made. All three are technical changes recommended by the Department of Education and Early Development. These changes will bring House Bill 406 up to date to match the changes adopted by the Senate Finance Committee to its companion bill, SB 216. The first set of changes can be found on page 3, line 14, and page 5, lines 5, 9, 11, and 12 of the draft CS. In each case, the term state aid is replaced with the term basic need. This is because basic need is a term found within the foundation formula, and state aid is not. Next, on page 5, lines 22 through 24, in section M, the original wording is, a district offsetting a decrease under H of this paragraph shall provide the department with the appropriate calculations to verify. The term appropriate calculations to verify is changed to the list of schools participating in the consolidation and the corresponding ADM. Again, this is just a technical language which mirrors the changes made in Senate Finance. And finally, Section N, which is found on page 5, was found on page 5, lines 25 through 28 of the original version, is deleted. This section provided a definition of the word community, and it is not needed because the term community is already defined in existing Department of Education and Early Development regulations. In conclusion, these changes are technical changes which mirror those made to the Senate bill. They will not affect the current fiscal notes. With that, we will turn to Jonathan King. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. For the record, this is Jonathan King, aide to Senator Von Imhoff. As you know, on Friday last, we gave the presentation, and I'm here to answer any questions that you might have on that presentation or to go over elements of the presentation again.
Okay, great. And I believe Friday last you were on the phone with us from Anchorage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so this is your first meeting, actually, face-to-face with members of the committee. And I want to thank you and your boss for loaning you to this process. I think it has speeded up what we're trying to do here, and I'm very pleased. I'd like to note for the record that Representative Sponholz joined us at 8:06. Good morning. All right. Any questions for the presenters? All right. See, Marcy Herman, Mindy Lobaugh, and Elwin Blackwell of the Department of Education and Early Development are present if we have any additional questions. And if there are no further questions, I'm ready to move this bill out of our committee. Any objection? All right, Representative Parrish.
I move committee substitute for HB 406, work draft 30-LS1544/D from the Education Committee with individual recommendations and updated fiscal notes forthcoming.
Thank you. And seeing no objection, the bill passes. Any comments? I know the districts are looking forward to this bill, and the sooner it meets up with the Senate version, the better for everybody. Let's take it at ease and sign the paperwork. On the record, our next meeting of House Education will be Monday, April 9th at 8 a.m., where we'll be meeting jointly with the Senate Education Committee to hear an update from the Alaska Council on School Administrators during their annual legislative fly-in. The meeting for this Friday, April 6th, is canceled. I'm sure we're all very disappointed. And with that, we are adjourned at 8:11 a.m. Thank you all. Thank you.